Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 323 for Friday, April 1st. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were about $2 to $4 per ton stronger on Friday. The May contract was $3.60 higher at $480, supported by losses in the Canadian dollar and gains in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil. The loonie lost ground against its U.S. counterpart in early activity on Friday, as favorable job data propped up the greenback. Declines in the Canadian dollar make canola more appealing to foreign buyers, which is bullish. Chicago Board of Trade soy oil was also stronger on Friday, tracking gains in Malaysian palm oil, which added to canola's advances. Traders are baking a weather premium into the market as the Northern Hemisphere's growing season nears. However, gains in canola are causing increased farmer selling, which is putting a lid on prices. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were stronger, while corn and wheat were weaker. Soybeans were about 5 cents per bushel higher, with the May contract at $9.16 per bushel. The market was being propped up by a friendlier-than-expected prospective plantings report released on Thursday from the United States Department of Agriculture. The USDA expects soybean seeded area to be less than 1% behind last year, which is bullish as traders had expected a significant increase. However, heavy stockpiles and a stronger U.S. dollar limited gains on Friday. Corn prices were about 1 to 3 cents per bushel weaker in early activity, with the May contract at $3.50 as the market was still under pressure from USDA data. U.S. farmers will likely plant 6.3% more corn this year, which is bearish. A stronger U.S. dollar and high stockpiles added to the declines. However, heavy rain in the U.S. Delta is stopping seeding, which limited some losses on Friday. For wheat, prices were about 1 to 2 cents per bushel lower, with the Chicago May contract down $1.75 at $4.72. USDA estimates say that wheat seeding will be down this growing season, which is supportive, but high supplies weighed on the market, as did a stronger greenback. Dry weather in the U.S. Southern Plains is expected to continue the next 7 to 10 days, which is supportive as it puts that region's winter wheat crops at risk. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, April 1st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.